the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there are so many different voices that we hear on a daily basis throughout our lives. There are these external voices, and then there's that internal voice within us. Sometimes that those exterior voices that are trying to speak to us, they're good and some are bad. And then there's that interior voice that's good and some are bad. There are two main voices that we hear on a regular basis. The one is from God, right? God has a voice, and He speaks to us. He speaks to us on a daily basis. And God's, all the voices that we hear on a daily basis have a mission. God's voice has a mission for us on a daily basis. His voice, the Bible tells us, I came so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God's voice gives life. But the other voice comes from the enemy. Now, we could say the enemy is the devil. We could say the enemy is the world. We could say the enemy is that voice within us which has the opposite voice from God. That voice we also heard in today's gospel. The mission of the enemy's voice, it's a thief, comes only to steal, to slaughter, and to destroy. God's voice gives life. The enemy's voice, the world, the devil, that interior voice within ourselves, comes to steal our lives, destroy our lives, and slaughter our lives. So today's a day, right? Today's a day during Lent. This is a time where we're just trying to able to determine, what am I listening to on a daily basis? And sometimes it's hard, it's difficult to determine which voice did that come from? Whose voice is that? But if we're attentive to what the voice is doing, what's the mission? What's going on today within me? Then we have a good idea of where the voice is coming from. The best way to determine, am I following the voice of God? Right? Is this voice life-giving throughout my day? Am I following the voice of God? Because all of us want to follow the voice of God. Nobody wants to listen to the voice which is killing, slaughtering, and destroying. Am I listening to the voice of God? And how do we determine that? How do we determine I'm listening to the voice of God rather than the voice of the enemy each day? I would say we just study the lives of sheep, as simple as that sounds. Today, as we hear that Jesus is the good shepherd, right? He's a shepherd, and he takes care of sheep. It's on purpose he's using a sheep analogy. Because if we look at how sheep live their lives, we could say, okay, well, I want to hear God's voice. I want to follow God's voice throughout my day. And a good way to determine that is, am I being a sheep? Because if not, if I'm not behaving like a sheep, if I'm not studying the life of a sheep, then I'm going to listen to the other voice. So just a few things, right? The first thing, right, we are listening to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and living as his sheep is when we know our value. During Jesus' time, a man that had a lot of sheep was considered very wealthy. Because to the person, to the farmer, to the shepherd, the more sheep you had, the more wealthy you are. So that sheep, each and every single one, is very valuable because that's their livelihood. That's how they make money from meat, from milk, from the cheese from the milk, from the wool. This is how they make their livelihood. So it's very valuable, each and every single one. If he loses one, it's less money. If he loses one, it's not going to produce offspring for others that they're going to live their livelihood from. So the sheep is extremely, extremely valuable. Shepherds would make great sacrifices. That's why in a different gospel it says he leaves the 99 and he goes after the one. That one is valuable. And so today, to be a good sheep, we have to be convicted, right? This interior conviction within ourselves that we are of great value. Not monetary value to God. But we are of great value. So, if I don't think I'm of great value, I think I'm of mediocre value, I think I'm somewhat worth less, then I'm not listening to the voice of God. I'm listening to the enemy's voice. The enemy wants me to believe you're not good. The enemy wants me to believe you are not valuable. The enemy wants me to believe the world wants me to believe that your value depends on performance. But Jesus proved our value on the cross. We just have to look at the crucifix. If we just look at the crucifix, the good shepherd tells us You are of infinite value. Which voice are we listening to? You're worth less. You're no good. You don't have what it takes. That's the enemy's voice. You want to listen to that voice? That's on you. That's on me. But that's not the voice of God. That voice, the enemy's voice, will kill, will destroy. We don't want that voice. A good sheep knows its value. Let us know our value and be convicted of our value. Number two, we are listening to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and living as good sheep when we allow God to pick us up after we fall. Sometimes a sheep turns over. They're not very smart. It's actually not a compliment either sometimes when God compares us to sheep. We don't see sheep, right? We don't see a lot of sheep. But a farmer, right, could see this, and you can even look it up. It's actually kind of funny. If you look it up, what a sheep looks like when they fall over, they can't get themselves up. They're on their back, and they just wiggle and wag their feet. Now, why is this dangerous? Is because if they stay on their back too long, the blood flow goes to their head, they die. So they need the help of a shepherd to pick them up. So to be good sheep, to listen to the voice of God, is to allow God to pick me up when I fall. Oh, Father, that's cute, that's nice, but so many of us are on our back with our legs in the air, and we're wagging them in no direction. This is not meant to be cute. We want to remain on our back with our legs in the air, and we want to be in that position. We want to just be clueless. That's exactly where the enemy wants to come in. That's exactly where he wants us. Stay on your back. Stay in that position. Stay down is what the enemy wants to tell us. We know this. We know God wants to pick us up because that's what a shepherd does to his sheep. But the Bible, his voice, we're not familiar with the word of God. The Holy Scriptures are very clear that Jesus is not a liar. His voice is clear in the Bible because his sheep know his voice. Besides today's gospel, in Isaiah 40, God is very clear. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arm. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with the young. Allow God to pick us up. We feel discouraged throughout our day. We feel down. We feel like we can't do it anymore. We've tipped over. The enemy says, stay down. He wants to kick us while we're down. Just remember, if the enemy I'm talking about, not only the world, because the world will beat us up, but if it's from the devil has zero shred of mercy, which means while you're down, it's a perfect opportunity to be a target. We are targeted. There's a big mark on our head. That's the one he wants. That sheep that's down. Versus the sheep who listens to the shepherd's voice and says, get up. Let me pick you up. We have to allow ourselves to be picked up after we fall. Third, we're listening to the voice of Jesus the Good Shepherd, and we're being good sheep when we allow Jesus the Good Shepherd to help us carry our burdens. If you notice, sheep are not built to carry heavy loads. You won't see anything on a sheep's back. Sheep are not built that way. Other animals, horses, donkeys, whatever, they carry things. They carry loads on their back. Not sheep. Actually, it will crush the skeletal system of the bones of the sheep if anything heavy is placed on their back. They're not meant to carry burdens. They're not meant to carry heavy loads at all. So to be a good sheep is we must follow the voice of our good shepherd and allow the good shepherd to carry whatever is heavy on our backs because his voice is clear in the Holy Scriptures. Again, do we know his voice? Because this voice is life-giving. This voice, when he says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you in the book of Psalms chapter 55 verse 22, that's life-giving. That's the voice I want to listen to. But we don't want people to help us with our burdens. We want to carry our own burdens. We don't want to be sheep. God has built us not to carry heavy burdens. 99.9% of us walked in here with heavy burdens. Very heavy burdens. And we're trying to figure it out by ourselves. And Jesus is like, you're a sheep. You're not meant to carry that. You're going to break your back. I'm the good shepherd. Bring your burdens to me. Let me carry your burdens with you. That voice is life-giving. That voice does not kill, destroy, and slaughter. The enemy's voice says, you should carry this burden. You are weak if you don't carry this burden. You are weak if you accept help from other people. Continue to try to control the family issues, your finances, your marriage, your children, yourself. Be in control. That voice will destroy, will kill, and will slaughter. Because that's not how sheep are built. And that's on you. That's on me. God cannot force the burden to say, let me take it off your back. That's something you freely have to give. We have to know our limitations as sheep. We're not built to carry heavy burdens. And finally, we are listening to the voice of Jesus, the good shepherd, and being good sheep when we stop settling for less. The first 3 points, right, that were valuable, that we have to be picked up after we fall, that we're not meant to carry heavy burdens, those are good. Those are compliments. The fourth one, unfortunately, it's not much of a compliment because this is where sheep settle for less. What I mean by that is when sheep are thirsty, they stop at a dirty puddle. There could be clean water just feet away, but they'll just stop right here where this dirty puddle is, and they'll drink that nasty water. And as the shepherd, a good shepherd would say, he will lead the sheep away from the dirty water and show them, because they're not very smart, and say, here's the good water. Because what happens? They drink contaminated water, their diet's going to be off, their whole system is going to be off, they're going to smell and stink, and they're okay with that. Sound familiar? We're okay with settling for less. The world, the enemy, whether it's the world, whether it's the devil, whether it's within us, just by being human beings, we settle for less. We settle for the dirt of sin. We think it's not that bad. I don't mind it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to change later. It'll be different next time. This time, it's really going to give me what I desire. It's going to be different this time. The high is going to be different this time. We settle. But a good sheep stops settling for less. A good sheep gets over himself or herself. A good sheep says, enough is enough. I have to use my free will to say, I'm tired of the dirty puddle. I'm tired of the smell, the stench, that yes, I'm used to it, but the people around me are kind of sick of it. I'm kind of sick of myself. Because the voice of God, right, the Lord is very clear. The voice of God in the Holy Bible, the voice that's life-giving, says, the Lord is my shepherd. I want for nothing. I won't settle for less. In Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. That's what the good shepherd does. But the enemy, whether it's the devil, whether it's the world, will say, settle for less. It's really satisfying. You're going to be happy. Do this. If we follow the world, if we follow the devil, it will destroy us. It will slaughter us. And that's where the enemy wants to take us. To not live that life that the good shepherd promises us. So brothers and sisters, we're coming up on Easter. And as we're coming up on Easter, in this Lenten season, it's a time to be resurrected, to be prepared for the resurrection of Jesus. Let us be good sheep who are resurrecting, listening to the voice of God which gives life, versus the voice of the enemy which only comes to destroy and to slaughter and to kill. Amen?